Nationalize the railways, back the rail workers' strikes. Scott Jones, East London Socialist Party. Departure boards at train stations will once again be showing null points on December 13th. Mayor's Liverpool hosts Eurovision and rail workers continue to strike over pay. RMT members will walk out on the 13th of May after the union rejected the latest pay deal from train operators and train drivers in ALF strike the day before. The current offer to the RMT is a measly 4%, when inflation is running at over twice that, CP6-7 for more. It will kick off again on the 31st of May and the 3rd of June, the day of the FAR Cup final, when ALF and the RMT strike separately on those days respectively. RMT and ALF members in the Socialist Party say that we must fight for maximum coordination of action against the bosses and the Tory government, especially between striking rail unions and also other workers in struggle. Even if they were running, regular users know that they would pay a fortune for an unreliable service, crammed in on mostly old trains. And that's just the rolling stock. A leaked Network Rail report recently admitted that more delays are inevitable in the coming years because current funding will not let Network Rail operate, maintain, and renew its tracks, bridges and earthworks infrastructure. The train operating companies are also angling to close ticket offices in the future, anything to boost profits. Although striking over pay, rail unions have campaigned and walked out over safety and staffing too, fighting for a safe, affordable, reliable rail network. The best way to guarantee that is to demand renationalisation of our railways under democratic workers' control and management now, with compensation only to those who can prove they need it.